please.
Next patient is going to be Anita, A-N-I-T-A, Angst, A-U-N-G-S-T, 9-17-2025. Patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is currently in her 17th benefit period from 8-12-2025 to 10-10-2025. Patient's hospice diagnosis is congestive heart failure with other diagnoses including dementia, left buttock pressure ulcers, right buttock pressure ulcers, hearing loss, sleep apnea, cognitive decline, physical debility, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertensive heart disease with kidney failure, MAC is at 29 centimeter, PPS is not down to 30%, FASD score is 6E, shortness of breath with any type of activity. And with at bedtime, treatless pedal edema bilaterally related to chronic congestive heart failure, bowel and bladder incontinent, of course. Patient is eating less. Notes indicate there's been a 1 centimeter decline in patient's MAC on the left side from 30 to 29. Requires help with all ADL, bowel and bladder. No, I said that. The two sides right at 90% at rest. Patient is short of breath at all times, including at rest and while laying in bed with edema, weakness, requires oxygen most of the time unless she decides to take it off. Patient has a stage 3 pressure ulcer to the right buttocks, to the right medial buttocks. This will be a non-healing ulcer, would probably never heal because of protein, calorie, malnutrition, and other related issues, including congestive heart failure. Overall prognosis remains quite poor given the natural progression of her disease. She most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.